Hallelujah.
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 Your gospel, O Lord, is a hope for our nation. You are the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed morning. Let's close our eyes. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful morning you've given us to listen to your word. Hallelujah. Oh, we open our hearts, Lord God. Make this heart a fertile land to listen. Let the seed grow and produce much fruit, O God. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we listen to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, increase our faith, O Lord Jesus, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Oh, speak to us, O God. Turn around our situations, O Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we heard this morning, Lord, let your river flow through this place. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a river that brings joy to the city of God. Oh, let it bring joy this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We surrender ourselves, Lord. Humble myself at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today's message title is Battle in Your Soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not battle for your soul. It's a battle in your soul. The battle for your soul has already been won on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Jesus won the victory to save our souls. So this is the battle in your soul. Let me ask this question. Do you know there is a battle going on in your soul every day? It's a battle between good versus evil. Hallelujah. There is a battle that every one of us, every moment of our lives are facing. And did you know that you make the decision to whom to give the control of your soul? God will not impose his pressure on you. It's you who decide. He has already shown you the way. He's already shown you the truth. He has already given you everything you need. It is in your hand to make the decision to whom you surrender your life. Hallelujah. You can choose to submit to God or you submit to the world. But you cannot submit to both of them. Either you love one or you hate another. As written in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. So you have this problem that goes on in your soul to decide whom you serve this morning. Do you serve God or you do serve money? Hallelujah. Bible says the root of all evil is money. Hallelujah. It's there in the world. As children of God, we are commanded. It's not a request. It is a commandment to hate the world. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. Let any one of the kids can read it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Hallelujah. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. That's why the Bible says, do not love the world, hallelujah, nor the things it offers you, for it offers you everything that contradicts what God wants you to do, hallelujah. The world doesn't offer you anything good. So we have a commandment to hate the world. As children of God, we are expected not only to hate the world, but also to defeat the world's influence on our lives. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Let someone read. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Hallelujah. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We can defeat this world through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The question now to you, that some of you may ask, why is the world evil? Why do you say there is evil in the world? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, let me read it. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Do you know there is evil spirits, evil powers controlling the world? If you are not, you are very naive this morning. You should be awakened this morning that there is evil forces it's at your doorstep. It's at your fingertips. It's at your school this morning. Do you know, two weeks ago, my daughter was in, there was a program in our school, they said X Movement, which is to help the kids to overcome their, fear and overcome their emotions through activities. So they asked the parents to sign these forms and say that let your children join this program. I said, okay, X Movement, if something came from Australia, they have made some, kind of activities, jumping around and all those kind of things. So I said, okay, let them do some activity. But then after one day of my daughter comes to me and says, Dad, they are making us sit down and chant Om. They're asking me to sit down and close my eyes and meditate. You know what they're doing? They're influencing your kids through yoga. Yoga is being influenced in schools nowadays. They come with a different name, X-Movement and X-Fusion. The evil is at our doorsteps. The influence of the world is at our doorsteps. I can share another experience in my life. Many, many years ago, early 90s, we were living in Fujairah, UAE. At that time, we had a computer at home. And at those days, you play games. What else you do? So I used to play a lot of games. And one of my friends gave me a game to play, and that was a game of World of Warcraft. I don't know, something like that. And I was playing that, and it was not a normal game. It was a little different. It was having kind of evil kind of creatures. And my mom was sleeping in another room, and she was attacked by the devil at that same moment. And she was getting choked she was saying, what is going on? She came to me and said, what are you playing? I said, I'm playing this game. He said, that's demonic. Delete that and remove that CD. So I did that. I felt at that moment, it came to my mind, the games you play brings evils in your home. What you watch, what you do in your home, it brings evil influence to your life. You may not know it. That's why many people are under bondage. Be careful what you see. Be careful what you watch every day in your, whom you hang around, because those becomes your influence. There are evil influence around each one of us. We need to be aware of it. These are very dangerous times we are living. Because we are required to defeat this evil world, the evil world hates us. So the moment you start fighting against the evil world, the world will start hating us. So this is the battle that we have to fight every day. John chapter 15 verse 18 to 19 says, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. Jesus was hated. If you are a follower of Jesus, the world will hate you. The world will love you as one of its own if you belong to it. If you belong to the world, it will love you. You have no problem. Everything works fine for you. Jesus said, I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Jesus has called you to get out of this world, from the worldly pleasures of this world. If you still hang around with it, there's no problem. You will be having a good time, but you are losing your soul. You're losing the battle. Hallelujah. The sad thing is many Christians have failed to defeat the world and they have lived a compromising life. There is no victory in their lives and have become bad examples for the youth. I don't want to explain anything. There's a lot of stories how great men of God have fallen. What happened? They've started compromising with the world. Hallelujah. When I was in college, there used to be a lecturer. I used to study in a Christian college in Coimbatore. So there was Christian teachers, Christian lecturers. And so during the holidays, since my parents were away in Gulf, I couldn't travel for 2 days of holiday. So I stayed at the hostel, and my friends were mostly North Indians because they cannot travel in train for 3 days for 2 days holiday. So they were also hanging, they were with me. So we used to go to, this lecturer used to call us and say, let's have a time of prayer and fasting. I said, let's go. And so we go to his home and we pray and we fast. And as I was in his room, I was seeing in his cupboard, I saw a lot of movies. I saw a lot of music videos of Michael Jackson and Madonna in his cupboard. I said, sir, why are you watching these things? So he said, Sunil, God has given me special grace to filter out all these things. Whenever I watch, I have a special filter God has given me. Where in the Bible is given, there's a filter God has given in you that helps you to overcome all those things. These are lies. We are compromising the gospel. Bible says friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. James chapter 4, verse 4 says, you adulterers, that's a very tough word. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. So you have a choice this morning. Do you want to be a friend of the world or a friend of God? Hallelujah. The moment you start making friendship with the world, you become an enemy of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, so humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up in honor. This is a message this morning. If you are in a place where you are in compromising with the world, you have a way to come back now. Come back and humble yourself to God, and God will lift you up. Hallelujah. The reason why many Christians fall is that they don't understand that Jesus has already given us the victory over the spiritual forces of this world. This is the knowledge many young people, many children of God are not aware of. They're not able to experience the victory that Jesus gives to you that the world cannot give. Jesus said, come unto me, all your heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But nobody comes to Jesus. They are okay with the way the world provides. They are happy with what the world provides. This is the main reason why many are struggling. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. Somebody can read. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 to 23. Hallelujah. You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of the world. Just think about it a moment. You have died with Christ and has been set free. You have been set free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep following the rules of this world? That's what the Apostle Paul is asking you. Why are you trying to follow rules, man-made rules? There are a lot of people subjecting themselves into rules and regulations, say, if I follow this, probably I'll be able to overcome the world. No, you cannot follow it. Jesus has given you the freedom already. You have not experienced the freedom. You know, there are a lot of people look at how to be successful, how to be overcome certain things by rules and regulations. No, you find in many religions do that. Follow these steps, follow these rules, you will become self-denial, self-pious, severe bodily discipline. If you do all these things, they say you will go to heaven. No, Jesus has given us a victory already. It's all these fake information. You need to throw it out. Come to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. They don't solve the human problem. All these theologies won't solve your human problem. What is the human problem? Hallelujah. Jesus, we have an evil desire in our heart. That heart, the heart needs to be transformed, and only Jesus can do that. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus has given us freedom to live a victorious life. Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free. So that's a request from the Lord. So make sure you stay free. He has already given you the freedom. It's your decision whether you want to stay free or not. Hallelujah. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery of the law. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit guide your life this morning. For then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Hallelujah. Verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Hallelujah. Do you know that God has given us everything we need to live a godly life? Read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. By his divine power, that is through the Holy Spirit, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by his coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Just think about it this way. God has given you everything you need to live a godly life. How does Jesus help us defeat the world? Through his Holy Spirit. So we know the answer is through the Holy Spirit. Paul Apostle illustrates it with the armor of God. This morning we were singing that song about armor of God. So God's blessing is like an armor of God. Hallelujah. It protects you from the evil. It protects you from the world. So Apostle Paul explains it very clearly that the God's blessing, that through the power of, when you live in the Holy Spirit, it behaves as an armor. So let's go one by one. The armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 17, it says, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on the salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So I'm going to explain each one of them. Hallelujah. The belt of truth. Hallelujah. So the first thing that Jesus gives us through his Holy Spirit is the belt of truth. Who is truth? Hallelujah. When we live in the Spirit, the word of God says the Spirit of truth. When you live in the Holy Spirit, when you are guided by the Holy Spirit, we are guided by the Holy Spirit to do all that is truth. Hallelujah. We are guided by truth and can easily find what is wrong in this world. Hallelujah. Many Christians are struggling with this. Since they are not living in the Spirit, they are not able to differentiate what is wrong and what is right. The Spirit of God comes into your life and teaches you what is right and what is wrong. It keeps you alert all the time. Jesus said, I'm not leaving you orphans. I'm giving you a comforter who can lead you into all truth. So Jesus has given us his Holy Spirit to differentiate, help you to understand what is wrong, what is right in this world. Hallelujah. That is the belt of truth. The second one is the body armor of God's righteousness. When we live in the Spirit, we start seeking God's righteousness. Just remember that word. It says it's God's armor. It's not our armor, right? He clothes us with his righteousness and not our righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we walk in the Spirit, we start to think what God wants me to do in our life. Hallelujah. Our thoughts are more focused on doing God's will. Hallelujah. So when your focus is on doing God's righteousness, you are not focusing on world's influence. Hallelujah. So this happens only when you live by the Holy Spirit. The third one is shoes of peace. When we live in the Spirit, we start being the light and salt of this earth. Hallelujah. We be the peace. Wherever you go, you become the light. Wherever you work, whichever place you go, you become the light of the world. Hallelujah. You start shining for Jesus. You bring peace in the place of chaos. There is chaos in this world. We who are Christians are called to be the peacemakers. Hallelujah. When you go to a workplace, you should not be the guy who will be the tormentor of everyone. You should be the one who creates peace in that situation. Hallelujah. How are we this morning? Just think about it, how we behave in our office, in our school. Are we behaving like what Jesus wants us to do? Hallelujah. When we live in the Spirit, we start being the light of the light and the salt of this earth. Fourth one, shield of faith. When we live in the Spirit, we start obeying the Word of God. This helps us to shield our senses from worldly influences. What is the shield of faith? Shield of faith is acting out your faith. Hallelujah. A shield will be lying there. If you don't use it, the fiery darts of the enemy will attack us. So you need to act out your faith. Faith without works is dead, the Bible says. So you need to act out your faith. And by acting out your faith, for example, let's say you as a college goer, or you're studying in a school, or your friends say, let's play a game or whatever that is against, you think that is wrong. And if you say, like, let's hang around, let's go to a party, and there's alcohol and friends, you make a decision not to go there. If you hang around with evil people, you will be influenced. Hallelujah. You have to make a decision. You have to use your shield of faith. You have to tell, I cannot go there. Hallelujah. Oh, when you are watching a program and you think that is evil in it, don't stay there. Get away, switch it off and move away. Hallelujah. Bible says, flee from the evil. Hallelujah. Don't stand in the path of sinners. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know there is something wrong, don't hang around there. That's the word of God. You cannot say that God has given me special grace to overcome that. No. If there is evil, run away from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the shield of faith. Acting out your faith. The fifth one is helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he covers us with this message in our mind every day. Hallelujah. What is that? You don't belong to this world anymore. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation reminds me that I am not of this world anymore. Hallelujah. I don't listen to the worldly thoughts. I listen to what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When worldly thoughts come into my mind, what I do? I ask, Lord, cleanse me with your precious blood. Hallelujah. Oh, it overcomes. It washes away all those thoughts that comes into our mind. Hallelujah. The message of salvation protects our mind. That's the helmet. Hallelujah. Number six, sword of the Spirit. We all know what is the sword of the Spirit. That is the word of God. Hallelujah. If you don't have the word of God, you cannot differentiate what is right and wrong. Hallelujah. It is a sword. Without this word, the Holy Spirit cannot do anything. That's why as young people, you need to read the word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the word of God is a lamb unto my feet. Hallelujah. If you don't have the word of God, you don't know what is right or wrong. And that is the sword of the Spirit. The moment you have word in your life, it defeats every plans of the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness when he was filled with the word of God, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit. When Satan attacked him, what did he say? Oh, this is what the Bible says. Hallelujah. The word of God says, get thee behind me. I will worship only the God our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, the world will come with all kinds of temptation. If you have the word of God in you, you can overcome every powers of enemy that comes against you. Hallelujah. As young people of God, spend time, read your word, read the word of God. Hallelujah. In conclusion, dear young people, you can lead a victorious Christian life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has given you the freedom through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When you walk in the Holy Spirit, what does he give you? He gives you joy. He gives you peace. He gives you patience. He gives you kindness. He gives you strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, against this, no word can stop us. Hallelujah. There's a saying says, you cannot stop the bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from landing on your head. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Spirit of God helps you to overcome. He gives you peace in times of need. Hallelujah. Oh, not in the worldly standard, you might not be, hallelujah, be prosperous. Oh, Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, be prosper as your soul prosper. When you live in the Holy Spirit, your soul prospers, hallelujah. It's prosperous, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Bible, Jesus said, don't put your treasure on the earth, put your treasure on heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah. Invest on your soul this morning, young people. Invest on your soul, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's call this morning to you is turn away from the world. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our loving Heavenly Father has given us everything we need. He has given us everything we need to lead a godly life. It's your decision. The decision is in your hand this morning. Choose Jesus this morning, my dear people. You just need to make the decision to follow Jesus every day. Hallelujah. You don't need to struggle. He has given you everything that you need. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.